On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
Donald Trump's party held on to the Senate after elections in the US, but they've lost the House of Representatives, which could cause him problems. Barry Weir has more for KMFM.
The Democratic Party is celebrating they now control the House, will chair powerful committees, and could look into the conduct of his officials or even go after Donald Trump's tax returns. But senior Democrats say the country needs to unite.
We have all had enough of division.
The president's staff think his critics have a job to do and should work with him.
Not to obstruct, resist, to say stop all the time.
Donald Trump says holding on to the Senate's a tremendous success, and one bookie's improved his odds of re-election in 2020.
KMFM News.
A man thought to be from Margate has been found dead at a halfway house in Chatham. Sean Wright had been staying at a property in Dell Street, and his body was discovered in his room on Sunday morning. The 31-year-old hadn't been seen since last Friday night. A study by doctors is suggesting staggered school closure times could help to reduce knife crime. It's found children are most likely to be attacked on their way home between 4 and 6 p.m.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been treated in hospital for facial injuries after an attempted robbery in Ashford. The victim, a man in his late teens, is said to have been attacked by three people at the Ashford retail park 9 days ago. The suspects ran away empty-handed, though, after the man refused to hand over his belongings. A clean-up operation's underway following a fire at a workshop near Sittingbourne, which closed part of the A2 this morning. People were evacuated from homes on London Road in Tenham after it broke out in the middle of the night, but no one was injured. Fire crew manager David Miller has told KMFM they've now managed to put the blaze out.
Because the building was so unsafe, we weren't allowed to enter the building, so we had to do the firefighting from outside. And also we used the height vehicle, which we could use up in the air to attack the fire.
An investigation is due to get underway to try and find out how it started. It's claimed the scale of period poverty in Medway has been grossly exaggerated. The issue's been raised by councillors at a meeting recently, and a survey of local teenagers show almost a fifth have heard of girls missing class because they didn't have access to hygiene products. However, research shows all but one of the area's secondary schools provides sanitary items. The one that doesn't is a boys' school with a mixed sixth form. And ahead of the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War, a group of veterans are going to be walking 100 miles through Kent to the Cenotaph in London. They're setting off today from Ypres in Belgium and will arrive in Dover tonight. They'll then head to Canterbury and Medway before making their way to the capital. It's been organised by Hague Housing, which supports veterans. Brigadier James Richardson is their chief exec.
I think we're all expecting, you know, a sort of rewind back to that camaraderie of when we were soldiers, sailors or airmen, when you're facing adversity, where as a group that you help each other through. And I think it could be very cathartic for us all to do this.
We'll be joining the veterans for their walk tomorrow, and you'll be able to follow updates at kentonline.co.uk.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and breaking news this lunchtime. Absolute manager Daryl McMahon has left the club by mutual consent. He leaves just 3 days before Fleet's FA Cup first round tie against Cheltenham Town. After securing promotion to the National League, it's been a difficult start to the season. Fleet are currently 15th in the table. Meanwhile, the Gillingham manager has told KMFM his side deserved at least a point in last night's game against Blackpool. Lucy has more on that and the latest on England's cricket match this lunchtime.
Well, Gillingham lost 1-0 at Priestfield after conceding early in the second half. Boss Steve Lovell is staying positive, though.
We didn't deserve to lose that game. And that's something that, you know, if you have a decent performance, then you can build on it. So I think we can still build on that. And, you know, I think the quality in the final third was just lacking.
They're now 17th in the League One table and are next in action against Hartlepool in the FA Cup on Saturday. Elsewhere, it was a better result for Charlton, who beat Walsall 2-0 last night. They're currently 6th in the League One table. And in cricket, England have finished day two of the first test with Sri Lanka in a strong position. They lead by 177 runs after reaching the close of play on 38 without loss in their second innings. Moeen Ali's four wickets helped bowl the hosts out for 203 before that.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.